Il comunicato ufficiale dell'arcivescovado dell'Havana sulla liberazione.
The official statement of the Archbishop of Havana on the release of more than 50 prisoners held in Cuban prisons, also published in the newspaper of the Cuban Communist Party, and the interruption of the hunger strike of journalist Guillermo Fariñas is long-awaited good news from the Caribbean island. They are significant signs that we hope indicate a steady progress towards a renewed climate of social and political life that we all desire for the Cuban nation. Allow us to reflect for a moment. The crucial role of Cuban Cardinal Ortega Alamino and President of the Episcopate Monsignor Dionisio Garcia in the dialogue process was made possible by the obvious fact that the Catholic Church is deeply rooted in people and a trusted interpreter of their spirit and expectations. It is not something alien. It does not flee in times of difficulty. It bears suffering and hope with dignity and patience, without servility, but also without trying to increase tensions or excite minds. On the contrary, it does so with a continued commitment to opening avenues for understanding and dialogue. For its part, the Holy See accompanies and supports the local church with spiritual solidarity and its international authority. From the journey of John Paul II and the recent visits by the Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, and Archbishop Dominique Mamberti, to diplomatic contacts within the Vatican on the situation in Cuba, the Holy See has always manifested itself contrary to the embargo, sympathetic to the sufferings of the people, and ready to support any prospect of constructive dialogue. Let Cuba open itself to the world and the world open to Cuba, exclaimed John Paul II in his memorable 1998 trip. With patience, there has been significant progress in this direction. We all hope that the journey continues.